This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Environmental groups are asking the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to protest state-issued permits for oil and gas operations in Weld County. The groups say the state permits don't require adequate testing and monitoring to ensure the oil field sites aren't releasing toxic compounds. The groups want the EPA to force Colorado regulators to adopt stricter standards they say would improve ozone pollution problems along the Front Range. Denver's auditor says the city has recovered the most wage restitution in its history. CPR's Paolo Jalsita reports.
Denver Labor has collected nearly $1.5 million from wage theft offenders so far this year. The restitution has been redistributed to over 2,800 workers, many of which come from minimum wage and civil wage theft investigations. Denver's auditor office says this year it has been able to pursue wage theft cases on behalf of employees who make above the minimum wage. I'm Paolo Jalsita, CPR News.
A bear from California is moved to Colorado's wild animal sanctuary. The female bear, known as Hank the Tank, weighs in at 400 pounds. And she's famous for breaking into homes near Lake Tahoe. She now has a new home east of Denver. Jordan Traverso is with California's Department of Fish and Wildlife.
It's a really actually lucky ending for a bear like this because we don't always have sanctuary space. We don't have the ability to send problem bears in California to Colorado.
Hank has three cubs who tagged along on several break-ins. They are being relocated in California. This is CPR News.